Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. In each episode, I share a microscopic home organizing topic. That just means it's something you can implement today from start to finish if you so choose. Today's microscopic home organizing topic is spring cleaning. We're just looking at getting started because I think we all realize that doing the entire spring cleaning that we normally hear about will take a lot longer than just one day. So spring cleaning, I'm not really a fan, are you? Cleaning, even though I've been a stay-at-home mom or a work-from-home mom, and I've been the responsible person for making sure our house is clean and organized, I am really not a fan of doing the task of cleaning and organizing, but it still has to get done, and I'm here to share with you functional ways to make it happen. So have you done spring cleaning before, all in one chunk in the spring of the year? It's a great time of year with the flowers starting to grow, the air is fresh and clean. We can fling the windows open and let the fresh air in and get the stuffy, stale air out. Right? So these things are great. They're fabulous. It's just that the cleaning part of it, not a big fan. To me, it's kind of more like this is track season, right? Track and field, running. That's what the fresh spring air reminds me of way back in the day when I was in high school and college. But now my kids are running track, so it is kind of a lot of fun, and it is a nice time of year for us. So as someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of allowing spring cleaning to seem like this black mark on a great time of year, you can find a new way to get started. In this episode, I'll share with you what areas you should start with, why it's important to do spring cleaning, and how to get started today. So first, we're going to talk about what areas you should start with in your spring cleaning. Okay, really, there's no wrong way to do this, but I want to give you something you can start with today if you're deciding to do that. So I highly recommend starting with something that doesn't seem overwhelming to you. Like if you have a small kitchen that's packed with a bunch of stuff, don't start there. It may need the most spring cleaning, but you're going to feel like you have to declutter everything before you can even get to the cleaning part. Instead, tackle something where you can get a quick win. So perhaps it's your bathroom. You can empty out underneath the vanity. You can get all of that cleaned up. You can clean up the top of the vanity. You can wipe down the exterior of your bathroom vanity. And that's a spring cleaning item, right? That's a quick win. That's going to help you build momentum. So that's my recommendation on where to start, someplace where it feels feasible to you. Okay, so I'm just going to stick with the bathroom here. There are a few things that may take a little bit longer to tackle. If you have ventilation, you're going to want to take the cover off. Now, I am really bad at this because it requires a step stool, and I think it requires a screwdriver. For me, it requires me to say, "Hey, Mr. Husband, can you take that cover off for me?" And then we wash it up and rinse it out, and he puts it back in place for me. We didn't always do that, and honestly, we probably went for quite a few years without ever even cleaning it at all. But it all depends on what season of life you're in, right? So again, we'll continue with the bathroom. The shower curtain. When was the last time you washed that shower curtain? Let's do that today. That's something that you can get started with and finish today. Deep cleaning the toilet bowl. So I'm sure you're cleaning your toilet on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, depending upon how many people are using it. But I really mean deep clean it, like not only the bowl, but the tank. I don't know what the recommendation is in terms of how often you're supposed to clean out the tank, but I do know that certain situations where you're putting one of those tablets down in there to help keep the toilet bowl clean, I know some of that stuff actually eats away at the insides of the toilet tank. So just food for thought on that. But those are the four items that I have on my spring cleaning checklist for my bathroom. Okay, so if the bathroom kind of grosses you out and you're like, oof, that seems like way too much to handle, let's start someplace else. Let's start in the laundry room. Do you have a whole laundry room or just an area where you have your washer and dryer? These areas really can be broken down into bite-sized chunks, areas that you can get done all within one day. So we'll look at the laundry room. If you have cabinets in there, it's all about emptying the cabinets, wiping everything down on the inside, throwing away things that you know you're never going to use, throwing away things that, I guess they're really not expired if they're in the laundry room, right? Laundry detergent doesn't expire, I don't think. So anyhow, moving the washer and dryer out, cleaning up underneath it, sweeping it, mopping it, and then moving things back. Here is the biggest tip in the laundry room. I don't think this needs to be done on an annual basis, but maybe every other year would be beneficial. So we've been in our house, and I'm going to feel a little embarrassed talking about this, but we've lived in our house for, 13 years or so, and we had never cleaned out the dryer vent. And it just was on my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want a fire to start because all of that lint and everything that gets caught in the hose, not in the dryer, but actually the ventilation all the way outside of the house, all of the lint can really get caught in there. But they have these toolkits, and if you watch it on YouTube, they have these kits that actually allow you to clean the inside of the ductwork that goes to your dryer. And we did do that, and it wasn't that bad, but it also allowed us to get down into the dryer where the lint trap is, and we were able to clean all of that out. Now, that was nasty and had a ton of lint stuck in it, even though we cleaned that lint trap every single time we used the dryer, right? So that's one item that could be seen as a spring cleaning item, because you definitely don't want to do that in the middle of winter because it's kind of chilly outside, depending upon where you live. So anyhow, you guys, are you seeing what I'm saying? Pick an area to do spring cleaning on. Don't require yourself to allocate a whole week or a whole month or 2 months to do every single aspect of spring cleaning, because that feels very defeating, right? As someone who's just starting their home organizing journey, or feels like they are, or maybe you've never done spring cleaning before and you want to get started, start small, okay? So I have something that you can utilize that will help you get started. It's a completely free spring cleaning checklist. You just need to go to www.homeorganizingforbeginners.com and click the button to download the free checklist. Okay, so what else did I promise you? So we've talked about the areas you should start with. Let's talk a little bit about why spring cleaning is important. I think I had a good example with cleaning the dryer vent and how that's going to keep you and your family safe from a fire starting in that area. But there's other things too that are less critical. Cleaning helps you get rid of rodents, if there were any, depending upon where you live. I've seen snakes in our garage before, so really being able to get things cleaned out will help eliminate places for snakes to hide. Also, bugs. We have to spray around the perimeter of our home every spring and throughout the summer so that we can eliminate so many spiders coming into our house. So just keeping it clean, really keeping things keeping them up, so to speak, so they don't diminish over time and they don't get damaged and they don't wear out as fast. It'll save you money in the long run as well. Okay. So those are reasons why you want to do spring cleaning. Getting started today, when you download the spring cleaning checklist, you're going to have a starting point. And again, pick an area that you can tackle today and just focus on that. And maybe that's all you get done for this year. I want to encourage you, that's okay, because there's literally no wrong way to do your spring cleaning. Just because someone else you know or articles you've read, they really tell you all of these things that you have to do, release yourself from that so that you can be at peace in your home, knowing that you are truly doing the best job that you can and you have your priorities in order. So I like to wrap up every episode with a single point to remember, and this is what it is for you today. There is no wrong way to spring clean. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.